Good evening, PYV. Welcome to Radio Show Night Deux. Hi, or two. Well, that was two in French.
But I'm not convinced that everyone has actually heard this for night one.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a bit crackly. Tech support. What did I do? Oh, no. I'm just the on-air talent. I don't know about these things. Oh, it's not crackly anymore.
Great.
Oh, thanks.
We're on the air.
Ryan.
We are on the air.
Credit to Ryan, tech man extraordinaire.
We are coming to you from a new secret location. Hopefully, you can now all hear us.
The secret location next to the windows with all the lights on.
If you can't, well, then we don't know what else to do.
Yeah, so, we've been informed by tech that this is definitely going to be broadcast to everyone. So hopefully everyone can hear us in Sylvan, in Cardinia, and in Donnelly.
Donnelly, yeah.
I got that all right. Yes. Okay, good. I'm not.
I think we forgot someone. Coral Dirk. I think that's a cabin.
Best name. It's my favourite. I can't believe no one's staying there. Hopefully in the motels as well. Dean Carroll, please text in if you can hear this from the motel room. Thank you. Just before we start anything, Louise, I think it's really important that we give the people what they want, which is the number to text in.
Yes, it is.
What is that number?
It is 0434-198-156.
So if you don't have your pens ready, now is the time. Pick up a pen, write it down, or none of you use pens. You all use your
just
phone.
Just
write it in your phone. Just write it in your phone. It is 0434-198-156. And don't be like Amelia Grace and accidentally text the wrong person and confuse people, because we would like to receive your messages, not poor unsuspecting members of the public. So that number.
Someone has a picture of a koala.
The
koala.
Is it Kevin the koala?
It better be.
I was told that someone had seen Kevin. Oh, it's Joel Marani.
Is
he's
it
in
Joel
here.
Marani?
He saw the koala but did not have photographic evidence, which I understand is useless to all you who can't actually see that. But I, for my benefit, would have liked to have seen it. So I'm not. It didn't happen unless you see a picture, right?
Toby Max says loud and clear from the motel. Thanks, Toby.
Yes, thank you, Toby.
Love your work.
Everyone else, if you're from any of the other cabin blocks, please text us and let us know that you can hear us. We would love to know. Otherwise, it's just us talking to ourselves. And now Toby. You're welcome, Toby. It's going to be a great night of us talking to us and Toby.
And Joel.
Oh, and Joel. We have a lot of stuff to go into the show tonight, so we're going to have to move it along, just like my study group learnt. I tend to go over time all the time without fail. So shout out to my study group and Ryan's study group. You were great this morning. So what have we got on tonight, Lou?
We've got a big night planned.
Yep.
I'm just getting text from Scott McNabb out of the corner of my eye.
Oh, Scott's sitting behind Louise. It's funny. Not, it's funny. Stop. Be a good assistant convener, Scott. Don't distract us.
We've got a big show.
Important.
A big show.
Yep.
Lots of things going around camp, so we're going to talk about that. We've got two special guests on.
Oh, yep.
Our siblings, Callum and Catherine.
Yep.
They're going to fight it out to prove who is the better sibling family.
Yes, which could be all
because we know it's us.
Yeah.
We know it's the Goswells, but...
Yeah. No,
you know
not.
What?
I have to live with Catherine if this goes terribly. So either way, I feel like, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. What else we got? We'll go with news in a second. Louie's got lots of news for us today. This is a bit fun, which we thought we'd debut tonight. So someone asked if we could play a song. And we thought, hang on, let's make this a segment. So we're going to have a nice little segment called Love Song Dedications. And we want this to all be above board, nothing controversial, because you know I don't like controversy. And so we would love if you put in the box, don't text these three, put them in the box, a love song that you would like to dedicate to someone and a short message. And we will look over them over the next day or so. And then on Friday, there is a specific bracket for that song to be played.
Yes.
So we will say the message, we will play the song we'll get that going. There might be a prize as well. I haven't talked about prizes enough, I don't think. There's like a whole bag of prizes.
Yeah, we need to get those out.
And we've not given them out yet. So there'll be a prize for this as well. And you get your song played on the radio and you get to tell your loved one how much you love them.
It can be a friend. It can be a bro song dedication.
It could be a bro song, bromance. Is there a girl?
I don't think
friend
so.
From, we just tell each other it's fine. We don't need to say it in song. That's a good. So love song dedications. Feel free to start putting them in the box as well. We've had so much stuff in the box. We've been inundated. I spent quite a while shuffling through them just before. So
we're really feeling the love.
We'll get to some of them in a second, but I think it's probably important we start the day with some news.
Let's. All right. Welcome to News Night 2. So the biggest news of the day, which is actually really sad, Carrie Fisher has died. For those who don't know, Carrie Fisher played Princess Leia on Star Wars. She has died from... She had a heart attack and she has died at the age of 60. So that's actually really sad. So sorry to start it off with a...
Wow, I feel so... like light right now. This is great. Okay, does it get better from there?
It gets better from that. So in the cricket, Pakistan declared 9 for 443. Australia are now 2 for 278 at the end of day 3.
Nice, Gary.
Dave Warner made 144 and Khawaja is 95 not out. So that's pretty good.
Oh, good.
In other news, we've already talked about Amelia Grace. She texted the wrong person.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Was
Joel Morani has seen Kevin the Koala.
Yep.
That's big news.
Yeah.
Workshops were awesome. I know my workshop. I went to Clinton's workshop. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. Ash went to Toby's.
Toby
and
Mac.
That was great.
That was really good.
And I've talked to a lot of other people and they really enjoyed their workshops. So that's great.
Yep.
That's news.
I've got some news from, I forget. 19, Cabin 19 in Sylvan, that Jemima Moody broke a bed, but then Rachel Jones fixed it. So it's all fine now. I was supposed to give a shout out to some furniture business whose name I don't remember. Rachel will be really angry at me right now. But shout out to the furniture business. Rachel, you fixed it. Well done. Jemima Moody, stop breaking beds. And Emma, stop stepping in cake in your socks.
Yeah, Emma Moody stepping in cake.
That's in, we don't want to hear about that anymore.
And her sock actually fell on Rachel Jones's face as well. Not the dirty.
Wow. It's like the circle of
not
life.
The dirty one.
What?
But a clean one.
Okay.
So lots been happening there.
There's a lot of news going on.
And that's news.
Oh, good. Okay. Good news. What should we do now? Should we maybe not in the suggestions box. We get lots of notes about random stuff. We get shout outs, which we'll get to in just a second. Mm-hmm. But people have been putting questions. So we thought we'll do a question of the day now that everyone knows the text number, which is 0434198156. That is the text number. And we thought we would put a question out there. Well, actually, we've got two questions. Three questions. Okay. First one is Cinderella, Snow White, or Belle?
So pick your fave.
Pick your fave. Let us know. General consensus. The next one is Squirtle, Charmander, and Bulbasaur. That's Pokemon for all the uneducated.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
My name is actually Ash Ketchum. I am the Pokemon Master. Thank you.
You're talking, but it means nothing.
Okay, that's good. And last one. Would you like to read that one?
It's a tricky one.
It's tricky.
I'm still debating on my answer.
Okay.
Would you rather have no elbows or no knees?
Oh, a solid would you rather. So we've posed a lot of questions to you. Please text them in.
Please
Louise
text.
Will be monitoring, the phone to see what general consensus is at. Maybe we'll give some...
we've got some answers coming through.
Yeah, maybe we'll do them in a session tomorrow when we talk.
Good.
Okay, well, maybe we'll cut to a song because we've got some special guests. We'll get them warmed up, prepped, ready to go on the mic. So the first song of tonight, I've got to check. Hang on. Oh, it's a good one. It's catchy. It'll get you going, which is the opposite of going to bed, but that doesn't matter. It's by Galantis. It's called No Money. I hope you enjoy. And we're back. We are back. I hope you enjoyed that song. There's a lot of the studio. It's buzzing. It's buzzing. It must
We've
be
got so many hosts. Fans.
So many fans. Can you shout out to everyone sitting here? Everyone cheer.
Touching me.
That's
love
our
fans. We'd be nowhere without you.
They're here for us. They're here for our special guests. They're pretty special
I'm
guests.
I'm gonna say us.
Oh, okay. They're definitely for us. Sorry, guys. This is all us. So special guests in the studio. If you'd like to introduce yourselves, that would be really good. Tell us your name, your relation to us, and also what you're doing on camp.
Ladies first.
Yes, so go.
My name's Louise. my name's Kath. And what's the question? I'm Louise's sister, and I am a leader on this camp.
Very good.
I'm doing all that stuff.
But it was moving. Did I just make my microphone go off? Is it still on? Okay, it's fine.
And I'm also an ex-radio host. Radio show host.
Yeah, they actually upgraded for a better model this
week. Oh, wow. Okay, she's actually going to be
2.0.
playing.
Yes.
Shouldn't be any family infighting. It's terrible. And the other guest.
So I'm Callum. I'm Ash's little brother. And I'm the activities coordinator on camp.
You probably experienced instructional Callum, as I like to call him, just before the painting. Please note, when Callum gets up in front of a crowd, he gets very instructional with his tone.
No nonsense.
And he's very no nonsense, Callum. I really enjoy it.
Straight to the business.
Yeah, thanks, Cal. So instructional Callum, watch out. Feel free to call him instructional Callum. It's my favourite thing. So we've got you in here. Thank you for coming in. Family pride is now on the line. We're going to get you to do a competition. I've got in trouble before about getting campers in because this is the time we're supposed to be going to bed. So we thought we'd get some leaders in. So, thank you for joining us.
No worries. Please go to bed, my door.
Yeah, thank you. All those girls.
Please. Caleb, if you're next door to my door, make them go to bed.
Okay, good. Go to bed. Was that what?
Caleb Yee.
Okay, anyway.
Dorm next door.
That never do you have a girl person to look after them? Oh, this is beside the point. People are hearing this. This is spam. Okay. We have a competition. It's called Face Off. I don't know if people may have heard this on morning radio. I've a little bit maybe taken it from
like
them.
A creepy it's movie not an original with Nicolas Cage, Face Off.
That's not what we're talking about. No one would know that. No one knows Gummy Bears. No one would know Face Off.
I know Gummy Bears.
Okay, that's good. But make sure, please, speak into the microphone, both of you. This is a good position for Callum, but we need Catherine to be.
I'm very close to Callum's face. It's quite uncomfortable.
It's too close.
You can take turns. You can take turns. So the way this works is that I will give you a topic, and you will both take in turns saying something that relates to that topic. If there's too long a pause, or if there's an incorrect answer, you are out. The other person gets the points. It's best of three. So it'd be really good if one, the next one, and then there was a tiebreaker. Yeah? Yeah, cool. Good. We're across it. Judge's decision is final. Judge is Louise.
Myself.
And we use the Frank Sinatra rule, which is do not contest. So with Frank Sinatra's will, if you contested the will, you were automatically out.
Yeah. So is that a bit rigged, like if Louise is the judge?
Yeah.
No, I feel like
not that I'm arguing.
Louise is fair and impartial, so thank you, Louise. Impartial. I trust you. I trust you with this game. So are we ready to play? Contestants, are you ready?
Affirmative.
Yep.
Yeah, good. Yep. Remember that dead air is bad air, so please, when I say something, please talk immediately. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Final word. I wish I don't have any like tense music, but I feel like it's pretty tense in here already.
I'm pretty tense. Okay. I'm like, my heart's skipping a beat every now and then.
Okay. Pride in the line. Who are we going to start with?
Me.
We're going to start. Okay, well, that was... Good. Okay. We're going to start with Catherine. The first one is famous cartoon siblings. Go.
Come on. Donald and Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Or are they going out? I don't know.
Boyfriend and girlfriend?
It's debatable.
What?
I think they're boyfriend and girlfriend. You know
you make... No, that's the wrong one. That's terrible, Catherine. Should we go again, starting with Callum? We'll give you a second to guess.
Oh, I got one now. Can I
start? Okay, we'll start with Callum. We'll go again, because that's why this is going to be a terrible game.
So it's both of them or just one?
I got one.
You've got to say both of them. You've got to say both of them. Yep. Famous cartoon siblings. Go, Callum.
Meyer and Luigi.
Bart and Lisa.
Huey, Dewey and Louie.
Yeah, that's fine. Yep, we'll take three.
Arthur and DW.
Good one.
That's good. That's a good one.
Pause! That's a massive
pause! No stalling. Yeah.
Technically, I won.
No. Excuse me. Judge's decision is final. Louise, what did you say? Yes,
judge's decision is final.
Okay. So that's first one to Catherine.
Woo!
Okay, the next one. Sucks. Family pride on the line. You can start again, Cal.
Yep.
Ready? This one is Disney princesses.
Love them.
Bella.
That's not a princess.
She becomes a princess.
No, but her name's not Bella. Bella.
Try again, quickly.
Fine. Snow White.
Rapunzel.
Does she become? Yes, she marries Prince. Dreams. I love that Prince.
Sleeping Beauty.
Yep. Pocahontas. Just gonna go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd count that.
Okay. Yep.
Cinderella.
Oh, very good.
Nala.
I count that. She's
out
of the box.
She's a princess. That counts. Double points.
Okay, this is not how that works.
There's no Elsa. Point system.
Elsa. Okay, yeah.
Ariel.
Yeah, we'll take. Yep. I'll accept that. Accept that.
That's a pause.
No, we're not doing that. That's the SMS shout out. Callum, you just let the family down. Okay, we're going to do third one. We're going to do third one just for fun. But Catherine wins, so that's okay.
When do I ever watch Disney princess movies?
Oh, don't try that now. Come on. I saw your face.
Please.
Okay, the last one we're going to do just for funsies, because it is fun, but Catherine wins, is characters from... Catherine's starting.
All right.
Arthur characters. Go.
Arthur.
Buster.
DW.
The Brain.
The mum.
No, that's terrible.
Ash and I actually talked about the same thing.
The mum is a legit character.
What's her name? What is mum's
Louise was like, her name's Tracy. I'm like, I don't think her name was Tracy.
Oh, Buster's mum. She's huge in it. She's like a main character.
This is terrible.
Do I
win? Pal? This descended into nothing. No. Pal is a great character.
Pal, Binky,
Louise, we should have just played this. We're much
better. Francine, Fern.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot about
Muffy.
Mr. Ratburn.
Does anyone even know Arthur? This is just descended into
like Miss McGrady in the cafeteria.
Mrs. McGrady.
Yes. Wasn't she someone's mum?
I don't know. Who's,
she was not someone's
mum. Was it Brain's mum?
Yeah.
No. Rachel
had a different mum.
Did we talk about Kate and then Pal?
I have no memory of this, guys. It's like my childhood's been zapped from my mind.
Oh, okay.
That didn't work as well as we wanted to.
Imaginary friend. Who was that?
Oh, DW's imaginary friend. I don't remember.
I don't know. Michael?
Text it through if you know.
If you know DW's imaginary friend, I'd like to know.
You get $1 million from Ash.
We can't promise that. We didn't broadcast that. There's no promises. There's no money. I have no money.
It's true. I've seen it under her mattress.
Oh, well. Thank you, special guests, for coming in. Shout out to Catherine Storm. Shout out to Callum for doing activities. Thanks so much.
Catherine, for winning.
No problem. Family pride. Thank you, Catherine, for coming in and winning and beating my family. This is all
every day.
Every day, when you're walking down the street.
And Brad, sorry.
Okay.
I'm a failure to the family, I know.
Always relevant.
Well, we're going to cut to another song. Funnily enough,
bye.
Thanks, guys. They're exiting the studio. Well done. Woo. Studio audience, thank you. Thanks, guys. We appreciate that. That is loud and vigorous clapping, Ryan. It's breaking my ear. Okay, we're going to go to a song. And today, someone said to me, hey, Ash, can I do a song request? And I was like, go for it. I'll tell you. We might be able to do
it.
She said Hakuna Matata. And I said, sure, you know what? It's already down to go tonight. Isn't that amazing? So we're going to play that one right now for all you Disney fans out there. Hakuna Matata from The Lion King from 1994. Hakuna Matata. We were jamming out in the studio.
Yeah,
that's
we were pretty good.
It takes me back to when I was a young warthog. No, I was going to say my age, but I thought better
kids.
Of it. One of the kids. Oh, sorry.
If you really want, you can ask us to sing on air and we might do
it. Oh, I'm sure you'd love it. Not really. Okay, well, to close the show, we've only got about 5-ish minutes left. We all know that means 10 in Ashley Land. It's always double what you think you have left. So there's lots of stuff in the box. We thought we'd get to that now. So There's some dorms telling me how great they are. Dorm 20 is the biggest and the best from room 20, Ella. That's true. I went and inspected room 20. It's giant. It has its own sink in the room. It has a desk and a wardrobe. What is that?
A wardrobe?
And a wardrobe. Gracious me. Someone asked for a segment on unicorns.
I don't know much about unicorns.
Me neither. If you know a lot more about unicorns, like write the fact in and we'll read the fact out on air.
Yeah, love that.
Okay, this is very relevant to me and all my ones before. This is a riddle. 1-1 was a racehorse. 2-2 was 1-2. 1-1-1-1 race and 2-2-1-1-2. Get it?
No.
It's too late at night. Let's not do that. Is mayonnaise an instrument? Not so much. It's a condiment.
Yep,
oh, is that a SpongeBob reference? Oh, thank you, young person. Ryan has just confirmed that's the thing from SpongeBob. I didn't
cackling
know that.
Ryan in the background.
Cackling Ryan. Yes. Clapping Ryan. Clapping Ryan. Clapping it was Ryan. Very loud. Someone asked for the chicken dance, please. I don't have that, but like...
You can come sing it on air for
us. Yeah, no. Yeah, no one wants me to sing anymore. I think this might have accidentally snuck its way in from the actual question box.
Yeah.
The Angry Birds box is probably more for lols than serious questions, but this person has asked, how do I tell someone I like them? Louise, on a scale of 1 to 10, how single are you?
Is 10 the most?
10 is the most.
Then 10 is the most.
So am I. We are useless. Sorry about that. Maybe go to the single
actually, write them a love song dedication.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's your perfect opportunity.
We can read it out. We can bring the love to life and make it happen
for you. We're probably not your best option, but we'll give it a go.
We can give it a go. We like to that. To the technical people, I don't know if that means you or technical people who are technical. I'm not sure. Roses are red, violets blue. No, they're not. They're purple, silly. I don't understand.
I've never seen a purple
rose.
That's
all right. What's the plural of goose? Oh, I know this. It's goosen, according
to... Is it actually?
It's actually not, but I would like to start a petition for it to be. I think goosen's a great addition to the dictionary.
What's geese then?
Geese is the actual plural.
Oh.
This is for laws.
Oh.
Thank you, Louise, for bringing order back to the show.
Does that mean, life's one of the biggest questions, a plural for moose, why is it not meese?
A group of meese? Like mice is the same? One mouse, mice. Shouldn't it be mouse? I don't know.
Doesn't make sense.
We're just the on-air talent. No one actually said we were talented. And the last one. Oh, this is a great reminder. So I can't be thankful if I don't have toast. This is allegedly from Jack Phillips. The last time I said, yeah, sure, Jack Phillips, allegedly, was... Okay. This is a big shout out to Jack Phillips, who I know is a big fan. He even downloaded a radio app so we could listen to the radio show. Thank you for being a faithful listener. So Jack Phillips said to me, oh yeah, so I can like paint stuff. I was like, sure you can, Jack. He then showed me pictures that he had painted. They're amazing. And I was like, nah, you didn't draw them. I don't believe you. We get to the painting in our activity group. Jack can paint. I was wrong. I'm so sorry, Jack. I said I'd give you a shout out. Respect to your talent. He's a very, very talented painter.
I've heard that,
ask him to have a look at his pictures because he's very talented. So thanks, Jack, for giving our group a chance at painting on our...
Love your work, thing. Jack.
So now Louis is going to come something, but I've got kept going before, but we've got our little... You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on now.
Love that jingle.
All right. So we've had a couple over the phone and via snail mail.
Mm-hmm.
Not pigeon mail.
Not pigeon mail.
If you were listening last night.
So. Snail mail. I don't think anyone was listening last night. This is night one. This is night one.
Okay. So via the phone.
By the phone.
We've been told that it's geese. You've been told, Ash.
I've been told.
That it's geese.
Geese.
That was from Sylvan Cabin 17. Shout out to those girls.
Well done.
We.
Thank you unicorn for correcting
fact.
Us.
Unicorn the fact. Earliest record of unicorns in Western literature belongs to Greek historian. I can't pronounce that name.
Okay.
Yeah, a Greek historian.
Greek, thank you for that.
Brad says that we should have picked him for the game.
Yeah,
I have to agree.
I regret my choice.
Sorry, Brad.
Next time.
We've got a few questions for Catherine from Sam Moody.
Oh, okay.
The first question was, ask Kath what her favourite mood is. I'm not sure if that's mood or moody.
Oh, that's
but
interesting.
If it's mood, anger, maybe?
Maybe. Catherine, can you please reply to Sam? Thank you.
Please See, let, Sam, just bring, please let Sam know what your favourite mood is.
Yes, we're bringing people together all over the radio.
Shout out to the girls at Sylvan 20 from Sarah, their cabin leader.
Oh, very good.
Shout out to Cabin 8 with special guest Jack Phillips. He loved the shout out.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
Shout out to Tiana and Alicia for their great painting for the Flintstones. And nice. Shout out to my cabin 13. You girls are great. I hope you got the radio working. If not, then... Sorry.
That said, you can listen to this all. This will all be put up online after camp, so you can relive all the magic moments, like when our siblings came on and did a terrible job, and that's why we're the hosts.
Yes.
Just quickly, I've got a note from Matt who says, buy merch. It's in capital letters. There's 3 exclamation points, so I think he really means it. He has a lot of lollies to give and merch to sell you. So please go see Matt. He's really friendly and he wants to sell you all the cool POV merch. I'm going to have to wear my POV shirt at some point. I've got a shirt and a jumper, so I'll have to wear those.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
This is probably my favourite shout out.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to Louise, one of the radio show hosts, best dorm leader ever. Thanks for letting us talk for a long, long time, Ruth. Aww. Love you, Ruth.
Oh, come You're on. Great. Where am I? Can people please write? Every year, I reckon every time I've done a radio show, it becomes a battle. And every time I've lost, people always write, like, the number of nice things that were said about Stuart McNabb, about Scott McNabb, none for Ash. So please feel free to write nice things about me in the box. That would be really good. I love poems, things that rhyme. We actually have a poem here. It's a poem by someone, and I don't know who this person is, and that makes me say, oh, Cabin 13. Is that in your cabin? Or is that the wrong? Are there different numbers, or are they all like?
No, I don't think that's. Not, that's not my Cabin 13.
13 down the bottom. I don't know if that there like must be a 13 in Donnelly or like Cardinia or something like that. I don't know who this is. I'm so sorry, and I'm probably going to pronounce your name wrong, and that's terrible because I have a last name that no one ever gets right. But this is. Yeah, this was a good poem. I thought we liked it. It's
yeah,
nice.
Give it a read.
Black skin, white skin, I don't care. I am me and I am unique. Black hair, brown hair, red and black, blue eyes, green eyes, hazel and grey, freckles or none, we are all the same different personalities that our God made.
Wow,
written by, is it
really
Kima?
Good.
Kima Welch?
Yeah, Sarah Weaver has just texted me. She is 13 years old.
Oh, 13 years old. Very
and
good.
Kina, yes.
Good work. Kina, sorry, I read your writing wrong. Thank you for sending them.
That was really good.
That was really good. Thank you.
A few more shout outs coming through.
Oh, on
we
the
are,
phones. On
we
the phones.
Are blowing up tonight.
Oh,
that's
wow.
for sure.
That's what happens when you have people listen to you.
Brad says, hated Damien, who was standing outside my dorm listening to the show.
Why is he outside?
Why is he in your cabin?
Inside. Go in your cabin.
I just got a text. Elena, is that who said goosen? She said goosen is the correct word.
I feel like goosen is the correct. In my heart, it's the correct word.
Shout out to Sam Stanton. For getting over his fear of the dark. Great.
Oh, that's good. Well done. Well done.
Unicorn fact.
Oh, more. Yep. Go for it.
Jeez, we're blowing up.
No dead air. I'll just keep
If you're looking to hunt a unicorn but don't know where to begin, try Lake Superior State University in Michigan.
That
Since
rhymes.
1971, the university has issued permits to unicorn questers.
Gracious me.
That
okay, cool.
Fun.
More unicorn fun facts. That's
more
two.
More unicorn.
Two. Anything else? Are we getting any more messages?
Oh, here we go. Sylvan 12 says, Ash, we love you.
Oh, that's so nice. Thanks. I didn't pay them anything to say that.
Woohoo!
They're pretty cool. They are pretty cool. I went to the dorm last night and they'd already put themselves in bed. Thanks, girls. Oh, I really nice. Appreciate it. You make my life very easy. Thank you. Unlike my brother who lost the competition. I'm never going to let you forget that, Callum. Never.
Classic.
So we've got some just announcements before we sadly depart you for the night. Other than buy merch, which is from Matt, I'll reiterate for you again. Matt, you can pay me later. There's a leader meeting at 7 a.m. in the sessions room. That was brutal this morning, but it's always beneficial. So we'll have another Devo and talk about stuff of the day. Prayer meeting. I saw that quite a few people had got down to the prayer meeting this morning. So that's at 7:30, right after the leaders meeting. So it's in the same part of the sessions room. It's kind of near where the door is. It's in the area where the table tennis tables were. were today.
Yes.
So meet there for prayer. Who is on duty group in the morning?
The Avengers.
The Avengers. So remember that you don't have to be there early before breakfast. You'll just be cleaning up during breakfast and then afterwards as well. Hopefully the leaders know who you are. Make sure you
Zach
wear the hats.
Zach and Kevin.
There you go, Zach and
Not
Kevin.
Not just saving the world, but cleaning dishes.
Yes, please wear the hats. I can't wait to wear that elephant hat.
Sorry. I wore the other one today.
Erwin, I claim the elephant hat, Erwin. So you can have the other hat. Just so you know. Last of the day is our Bible verse of the day. We had one of these last night, and because no one really got to hear it, this is kind of a new thing. So last night, I'm pretty sure it was Exodus 1. Oh, now you've got me. So Exodus 1, number 7. We'll just go back. Which was, but the Israelites were fruitful and multiplied greatly and became exceedingly numerous, so that land was filled with them. So that was showing us that God fulfills his promises. And tonight, we have from Exodus 3, 7. As well, which is, the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering. So this shows us that God does actually really care about his people. He was continuing with his blessings, and I know it took time and the Israelites got a bit upset about it, but God did care about them. He was always there, and we'll learn more about that tomorrow in our study groups, which are first thing after breakfast, and then with Jared later in the day in the session. So Louise, day two. We finished 5 minutes late, as I predicted that we would, because that's typical. Classic me. We've got more special guests tomorrow. It's Throwback Thursday, so we're playing some old school music, so probably more things that I referenced that people won't understand because I am old.
Throwing it back.
But they're going to be catchy and fun, that I can promise you. So remember to put suggestions in the box. We've had quite a few lolly jar, which is great. Keep putting those in. Don't wait till the end of camp because you might forget. So we've had some pretty good guesses. We want more of those. Love song dedications.
Get those in.
As well. Shout outs to people, we love saying shout outs. If you've got a song request, we might have room for another song request as well. Mm-hmm. Come say hi to us, come and look in the lolly jar.
Yeah,
anything else to say, Louise?
You said it all.
Yeah,
covered it all.
Okay, well, that's good night from us. We've got one last song that you can fade out. It's called Can't Stop the Feeling. I'm sure you've heard it on the radio. It's on every 10 seconds on every station possible. So enjoy, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Good night.